When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I've done the math. So next week, the Omaha Storm Chasers are back home to take on the Indianapolis Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And
when is Paul pitching?
So he pitched last night.
Yeah, it was.
He's absolutely ridiculous.
Dominant.
So he's gone 12 2/3 to begin his pro career. Hasn't given up a home run. He's walked 4, struck out 27.
He's on his way.
Watched him last night. He only pitched a little over 3 innings because they have him on a pitch count. They're trying to ramp the way the broadcaster was talking, they're trying to ramp up his volume before he gets the call up. But he has been absolutely dominating for Indianapolis, the AAA affiliate of the Pirates. He also stuck around after the game last night and signed for every single person. So he was out of the game early, sat in the dugout, didn't go and take a shower and get dressed. He came back out and signed autographs. So if I'm doing the math, he will pitch in Omaha on Wednesday. That is an 11:05 game. So if you're, I'm thinking they've got him on a stretch of where he's pitching every sixth day.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be Wednesday when they are here to take on the Storm Chasers. So plan accordingly. Take time off.
Yeah. Are you doing that game? Are you running from here to there?
Yes.
All right.
He is now.
Hey, when that schedule came out, I looked. When they sent him down to AAA, I was like, he is going to be with Indianapolis. And luckily enough, Omaha gets him on the schedule when he'll still be here. Because I think by the end of April,
he'll be somewhere else.
Also, maybe when it warms up a little bit in Pittsburgh and they get him on a 5-day schedule, he'll get called up.
Wow.
I mean, I think this might be, it could be his last start, maybe here. But if they don't get rained out or anything, I'm doing the math. Man, Connor and I have talked about this. Next Wednesday, he'll pitch in the 11:05 game out at Werner Park.
That
sounds delightful. I might have to go to a game after we talked last week.
Did you hear from Liv at all?
She's a little busy.
Okay.
I got gymnastics going on.
I know there's a national championship.
Yeah. Golf for a second.
Going on, but.
This is a busy day for athletics in the state because the Board of Regents are having their meeting today. So I think tonight you'll be able to drink at Haymarket Park.
That's the plan.
When Nebraska and Maryland play.
They're ready
so
to go.
You can stop bringing in your own.
Good.
Well, who does that?
Oh, have you not Come seen on. The people in the left field berm?
I've been in the left field berm.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, I know how that works.
Here's the thing. Like they'll give the one over to the college kids, but that family that's coming in with 4 kids in a duffel bag and a blanket, that's the guy that I go, hey, good on you.
So
good on you because you're sneaking in a flask. Those binoculars, why do you need binoculars sit out on the berm on left field? Why are you drinking out of your binoculars?
Does anybody still have the binocular flask? That's a great one,
somebody
by the way.
Is.
The best thing, so this was over Memorial Day weekend when they didn't have the Big Ten tournament. This was during the year that they won. They already had the conference wrapped up. I'm not proud to admit this because I was still on the broadcast, but I was off that weekend. And so I took my wife and Reese to the game.
And drank on the berm?
We had a couple, and here's the best way to bring them in.
Whoa.
You've got the stroller.
I don't think I think you're in trouble here.
I'm listening.
That statue of limitations is still, but continue on. I like this debauchery. Yeah.
Taking notes.
So in the bottom of this stroller, you've got a lot of cargo space where you can put like a blanket. Yeah. What it's meant to be is for his
applesauce.
His backpack that you need diapers and whatnot. Oh, you'd be amazed of what
Gerber
you can
puffs.
Fit into those things. Oh, it's not like we came rolling in with a 12-pack.
Another reason to rent a kid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're saying this wasn't Walt and Jesse take a baby to a game.
The equipment. Hey, the equipment is amazing for storage, especially when you're trying to carry around things.
This town, I'd be living next to Buffett over on Farnham. If I owned a nail salon, a car wash, and I had rent a dog or rent a kid to single people that are looking to mingle.
It's true.
Beautifully thought.
It's
I've
true.
Been thinking of rent a dog for years.
We had our Yeti. And we had something filled up when we were in the parking lot, and then we brought it in, and then we had a backup for when that got drank. So we had that in the little storage area. And they don't think to look in that stuff because you got a kid in there. They're not thinking, oh, these are responsible parents.
Did he get fussy where you have to give him a little grandpa's cough syrup to
rub a little rum on them gums? He probably actually was teething around that time. So that would have been okay. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's
called Everclear.
It's easy to pull off. I've done it.
I had Everclear early in my drinking career.
Yeah, not again.
That stuff went through me like wildfire.
I bet it came right out within seconds.
Did you do a straight shot? It hurt to.
So we were dumb in high school. Did a straight shot of it. Didn't realize even the extent of what it was, and it
burned your insides.
Immediately
got a good ab workout after.
Came back out.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to drink tonight. Go to the game. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Man, the weather has really changed. I mean, crappy weather this weekend. We're talking like freeze warnings.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
What happened to my 80?
I can get back next week.
I was getting a tan. You'll be able to drink tonight. So Nebraska and Maryland kick off a series. So this is going on at the Board of Regents meeting today. And they will approve the Go Big facility will be called the Osborne Legacy Complex. You will also have, this will be approved, the ice rink at Baxter Arena, which has Don Leahy's signature on it, but it is not the Don Leahy ice rink.
Right.
It will be named, and appropriately so, and this is so cool, the Mike Kemp ice rink. Now, the other big thing that will be discussed and will be passed today will be the sign-off on phase two of the design of Memorial Stadium from HDR. You saw Missouri's thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Missouri is different from Nebraska because they have room to work with. They don't have anything existing in the end zone where they have the M.
Right.
Looks pretty cool. My question is, as this is moving forward, there's twofold here on the stadium project. And as a Southie, I've heard nothing. So I'm planning to sit and rumble in 2025 and watch my football. But
until you're told otherwise.
So there's mixed enthusiasm for what may happen, and they're still trying to figure out how this is all gonna work. If the renderings looked better, would you be more excited? And this is what this is an internal and external thing at Nebraska about the renovation of Memorial Stadium. Why are we reducing seats? And dang it, I want my chair backs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have both. So if the renderings, when they first made them public, you went, whoa, that's cool. Would you have a different opinion? Because I think some people are like, that really is. Nah. So your enthusiasm level feels like you have low T. Then
I feel like we'll discuss this later.
Then stadium reduction or chair backs, you can't have both. But stadium reduction is dry. Internally, that was a pushback Trev got is, why are we down? Why are we going from 90 to mid 70s? That is ridiculous. And oh, by the way, what are we going to do with all those people?
Yeah.
So if you want chair backs, you got to reduce the stadium. If you don't want chair backs, then you're like, why? We got to keep this at 90.
Why can't you have, though, not the entire stadium with chair backs, where you have certain sections, the upper bowl areas, where you could still widen seats without chair backs, because that's also been a big part of it.
But one of the things that was most prevalent in that survey was chair backs.
Yeah.
I don't want plank. I don't want half my butt cheek, you know, on the aisle in the middle of the first quarter. Give me a chair back, which the only stadium in college football that is a dedicated college football stadium that every seat is a chair back is Louisville.
I understand the pushback of, okay, if we're going to upgrade this thing, you're going to reduce the capacity so that's less tickets in there. How are we making up that revenue? And I think that the answer is probably very easy. Ticket costs will probably go up. Concessions and being able to have different amenities in the concessions, including alcohol, would probably offset that, I think, more so. But this is the part for me, what excited me the first time. Yes, the rendering was cool, but more of just a modern feel to that stadium. We've talked about it a lot of times of if you had a place that you could play temporarily, you would build that thing back up. You would do something to where they would be displaced for at least a year and build that thing back up. You don't have that luxury. But I've always wanted to see it more as a modern look. To me, that's chair backs. To me, that is less seating capacity because that's where everybody's going. Hell, that's where NFL stadiums are going as well. You're trying to maximize the space that you have and trying to justify raising the ticket prices because you do have a much more comfortable environment. You can keep ticket prices at a very minimum and you can pack as many people in there as you want, but it's going to be one of the most uncomfortable, outdated experiences. And I feel like that's where people are. I know not everybody agrees with this, but I think that's where a lot of the bulk of your fan base is right now, is when they go to a game, they want to be comfortable. They want to have things at their disposal that they can enjoy. So I'm still not discouraged from the idea of bringing it down to 75,000, 78,000, whatever it would be, if you do have seat backs, if you do have more space, if you do have more options when it comes to food and drink, all of those things, to me, that just says you're living in 2024.
So this phase two is going to be the design idea and the concept goes to the next phase. They have to come up with another plan, not a separate plan, but an additional plan on detailed construction that then would be the next step in going before the Board of Regents.
Now, would that plan include what are you going to do with the South Stadium when it's under construction?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about it. I just know that I was told the other day that it's just a step in, okay, it's part of the planning process. Mm-hmm. And because you got to pay for someone to do the conceptual design.
Yeah.
And so this is the next step that, you know, whatever in the architectural world is, that they can move forward on a plan and then designing other things. So but the big thing before any of this moves forward is, and welcome to Nebraska, Troy Dannon, is they got to have a financing plan.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I understand, okay, this is the question that I need to be answered by somebody. Remember, they hired the fundraising firm, Trev did, and a guy that used to work at Omaha, I know, is part of that group, Pat Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, they've already raised in that donation, $5 million. If things are put on hold, where is it?
That's good. They only need $595 million.
right. But they are, I mean, you know, they're at work right now. Even with something that's still a little bit up in the air. I'm curious, is what happens with that fundraising effort? What happens with the money that they've already raised? Is that put on hold? What is going on with that? Because it does sound like they've had some, at least initial success, in just using that private entity of being able to help raise those funds.
Nebraska needs the white whale. The Mizzou project that was announced yesterday, that's off a single donation, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a meth lab or a firework stand or something.
Jimmy Chavez, graduate of KU.
Did that come out? My mic was on. Okay.
Nebraska lacks that, I'm a $250 million, not named Buffett, because we like to spend Buffett's money.
Yeah.
Here you go. For any sport.
This is where everybody starts weighing in on we need Warren Buffett to step up. This is that time when everybody brings it up.
Now here is Scott to finish the hour on the Equitable Bank 42-degree The Source hotline. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I got the perfect solution for the South Stadium fans. It's a win-win for Nebraska all the way around. So you got two relatively new ADs in Creighton and Lincoln. Have those two get together, do some goodwill, figure out every donor that's got Nebraska season football tickets and Creighton basketball tickets, and them SOBs don't get to go. Put the South Stadium people wherever they are, and then just kill Creighton's basketball program all at the same time. That's all I got, gentlemen. Have a happy Friday. Hate Creighton.
Wow. I mean, we're talking about killing?
That was funny, but hilarious at the same time. He actually sounds very cheery. I like him. All right, it's going to be one of those kind of days here.
God, the angst on Jaskers there, that's rough right there.
Jimmy has an update coming up next on 1620 The Zone.